the majority leader in parliament and minister designate for parliamentary affairs, Osechi Mensah-Bonsu, has allayed public fears that his ministry will interfere with the work of the legislature. The constitution enjoins a clear separation of powers between the three arms of government, the legislature, judiciary, and executive. And with the creation of a ministry responsible for the affairs of parliament, there are fears that the ministry will interfere with the work of the legislature. Speaking to Radio Ghana after his nomination, Mr. Mensah-Bonsu said his ministry will be an interface between the legislature and the judiciary.
Leader of government business. And if you are the leader of government business, you certainly must be part of the evolution of government business. Indeed, even in the evolution of policies that will underpin government business. If you're not part of it, how successful can you be as a leader of government business? So you need to be part of the brewing of government policy and the determination of government programs in order for you to be able to shepherd them through parliament with a crystal clear understanding of what ought to be done, of what is programmed for government to do. So that is how it is, and that's why you should be part of the evolution of government programs, projects, and policies. In the Westminster system, right, the lines are not even clearly demarcated because the Prime Minister sits in the legislature. The Prime Minister is the head of state. What do you say about that? I think it's the way that we understand democratic governance and democratic accountability. Bringing this to bear in a transparent and accountable government is what matters. It's not as if otherwise you will question why members of parliament who are with the legislature are part of the executive as ministers. There's no clear line of separation. There's never been a clear line of separation anywhere at all in any governance system.
The Minister Designate for Fisheries and Aquaculture, Afolikwe, said her target is to improve upon Ghana's fishery resources.
Upon our fisheries in Ghana. We also want to improve upon our aquaculture. The ministry also deals with aquaculture development. Our fishery resources are depleting, and we have to also look at the other side of improving upon our fishery resources, which is aquaculture development, and that's what we intend to do.
You just heard the Minister Designate for Fisheries and Aquaculture, Afolikwe. The Minister Designate for Aviation, Cecilia Dapa, said the creation of the Aviation Ministry out of the Transport Ministry is for effective administration of the sector.
For effective developmental purposes, because once you zero in and scoop out a whole ministry out of a ministry with various agencies and units, then you are giving it special attention. That is exactly what the President intends to do, and that's exactly what I, as a minister designate, if by the grace of God I'm approved by parliament, that's what the vision that will be carried out. Let's pray for the time to come and pass. Then when we get to the bridge, I guess we'll all pass the bridge and assess what has been done so far. But I believe there's a lot of life that is going to be given to the aviation sector.
Cecilia Dapa is the Minister Designate for Aviation. The Minister Designate for Culture and Creative Arts, Catherine Afeku, has also been speaking about her ministry.
I had the opportunity to be part of the transition team, and we've listened to all the things that has gone on from the past administration. There's huge potential for job creation. It's also an opportunity to reorient the Ghanaian to understand that we can improve domestic tourism and work in tandem with our cultural heritage sites to improve traffic to these areas, especially through the working class. We don't vacation as a culture, as a people. So hopefully, with the mandate given and the nod from Parliament, once approved, we intend to work a lot with the creative arts industry, bring on board a lot of new ideas, package festivals, and what we have in our nation to sell to the other side of the world.
That was Catherine Afeku, Minister Designate for Culture and Creative Arts. Now, the President's nominee for the Ministry of Planning, Professor John Balfour, said his priority is to ensure that promises made in the party's manifesto are implemented.
I'm sure you've been following the debate where people argue that, you know, a previous government, they did some promises and they couldn't deliver. That their manifesto was not effectively, you know, implemented. It is because there is no Minister for Planning that is why that problem actually occurs. The Minister for Planning's responsibility is to make sure that the vision of the President, as well as what is in our manifesto, finds expression in the national development agenda. It also finds expression in the individual plans for each ministry. For instance, if you are saying that we are going to build a road from here to there, road ministry should reflect there. If we are saying that, you know, we will have a one factory in one district, it should appear in the plans of the Ministry of Trade and Industry, so that, you know, normally the plan is what actually influences the budget. It drives the budget. So if you don't get it into their plans, you'll see that their budgets will run, their plans will run, develop a budget, and what you intend to do cannot be done. So my role is to make sure that whatever is in our manifesto finds expression in the plans of the various ministries so that they can drive the national budget.
That was the President nominee for the Ministry of Planning, Professor John Balfour.